Here in the United States, concern about global warming is already influencing the debate over where to get future supplies of electricity. In Delaware, where we're going next, the issue has given an unexpected boost to a proposal to build the nation's largest offshore wind farm. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Here on the boardwalk at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, there's a strong wind blowing, and Peter Mendelstam is thinking about all the electricity that wind could generate. Mendelstam's company, Blue Water Wind, wants to build what could be the first and largest offshore wind farm in the country, several miles off this coast.
From this beach, you'll see just faintly on the horizon, half the size of your thumbnail and thinner than a toothpick, a few little poles, and that's the wind farm, all 600 megawatts of it.
Up close, the wind farm will look a lot more impressive, 200 turbines, each 40 stories high. On the average day, they'll power 130,000 homes. Mendelstam says the really impressive thing about his project is that it would produce none of the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change.
I fervently believe that the only energy technology in the world today that can make a major difference for global warming is offshore wind.
He's counting on the climate change argument to convince Delaware to back his project. And he says that's something new.
I've been in the wind business since 1997. From 1997 until 2004, I hardly ever talked about global warming because it was really an issue that people didn't properly perceive. The world changed.
That change is evident in Delaware. Last year, electricity prices here spiked 60%. In response, lawmakers decided the state needed a new power plant. And they said it should be easy on the environment. Then they set up a contest and asked companies to pitch their best ideas. Jeremy Firestone is a professor of public policy at the University of Delaware. He says climate change has made a big difference in how the contest is being judged.
I think it's the real beginning of change, not just rhetoric, but change as we move towards beginning to actively address climate change.
The state is considering three bids: the wind farm, a plant that would burn natural gas, and a coal plant that would try to use new technology to cut air pollution, including greenhouse gas emissions. Firestone says at first it seemed like the coal plant had the inside track. But to a lot of people's surprise, the wind farm has become a strong contender. Firestone says growing public concern about climate change is making the difference.
There does seem to be broad and deep support for offshore wind in Delaware.
He surveyed residents. Nearly 80% were for it and only 4% against. That's a different story than in places like Cape Cod in Massachusetts. Most people there oppose an offshore wind proposal because they say it would spoil the scenery. But at Rehoboth Beach, Kit Zack says the turbines would be welcome.
I would love to see them because it would mean that we were moving away from global warming and that we were doing something progressive and something for future generations.
Zack is a literature professor. She's also a founder of Citizens for Clean Power. The group is pushing the state to choose wind. Still, it's not clear the wind farm will win. For one thing, the state's largest utility says all the proposed power plants, including the wind farm, are too expensive. It says it would be cheaper to buy power from out of state. Others say you can't depend on wind. Caroline Anguli is an executive at NRG Energy, the company that wants to build the coal plant.
What wind doesn't do for you is that it is an intermittent resource, and so it's only going to provide electricity when the wind blows.
But Peter Mendelstam, the wind entrepreneur, says on hot days when the electricity demand is highest, his project would provide power 85% of the time. What's more, because wind farms don't need fuel, he can promise what other bidders can't: predictable prices.
There's no way they can possibly know the prices of natural gas or coal over the next 20 or 25 years. Simply, physically, not possible. Therefore, wind is the cheapest technology.
Climate change helps him make that claim, because if the government regulates greenhouse gases, using coal and gas would become even more expensive. Earlier this week, Mendelstam's project got a boost. The staff of one of the state agencies that's judging the competition supported the idea of a smaller offshore wind farm along with a gas plant. A final decision is expected next week. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
You can explore more of our Climate Connections coverage at npr.org/climate.